land, what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave?
That was our national anthem this afternoon as the Keys are ready to take the field. The Comfort Inn Frederick starting lineup, first for the visiting Williamsport Crosscutters, looks like this. The Crosscutters coming in at 12-18, managed by Jesse Litch. And they will start at the top, as they did yesterday with Isaiah Byers. He's followed by the second baseman, Jalen Greer. Byers and Greer flip-flopping today, so Byers at short. Adam Becker bats third. He is the designated hitter. The cleanup man is the center fielder, Jose Gonzalez. Garrett Wallace bats fifth. He is the third baseman. E.J. Taylor at first base bats sixth. Freddy Rojas Jr. plays right field and bats seventh. Tim Catalano, one of the two new catchers added to this Williamsport roster this morning. He will be behind the plate batting eighth, and Will Fenning is the left fielder who will bat ninth. So again, Byers, Greer, Becker, Gonzalez, Wallace, Taylor, Rojas, Catalano, and Fenning. They'll go up against the right-hander Joe Sprake for the Keys. For the Keys, it is Alex Sanchez who had the home run yesterday, leading her off in center field. Zaid Walker right behind him in right field. Casey Yamauchi is the second baseman batting third. Taylor Smith has the cleanup duties. He is at first base. Logan Thomason plays shortstop and bats fifth. Cameron Butler in left field bats sixth. Hernan Yanez, who had a three-hit night a night ago, bats seventh behind the plate. Johnny Campus is the DH batting eighth, and Andrew Papantonis rounds it out at third base. So again, Sanchez, Walker, Yamauchi, Smith, Thomason, Butler, Yanez, Campus, and Papantonis against the right-hander John Michalajczyk for the Crosscutters as Byers digs in to get us underway, and our first pitch is up and in at 103. Sun's starting to creep out a little bit as this one is into the letters for a strike. 1-1 to Byers, who last night was 1-for-3, was hit by a pitch, stole a base, was also picked off. 1-1, he swings and misses and finds himself behind a ball and two strikes. Byers, Greer, and Becker here in this first inning. 1-2, down and away. It looked like he tried a breaking ball that time. It's been around 90 with the fastball and about 79 with the sweeper so far. 2-2 off the hands and fouled back. Joe Sprake, the 6'3" right-hander from Lincroft, New Jersey. Works exclusively from the stretch, and it's 2-2 is swung on and missed. Went to that slider. That is the first out of the night on a strikeout. Defense behind him tonight, outfield from left to right, Butler, Sanchez, Walker. Papantonis and Smith on the corners, Thomason and Yamauchi up the middle, and Yanez behind the plate. Same lineup for the Keys. same positions and same order, except for Yanez and Campus switching the catching and DH duties, as this one's lined into right center field for a hit by Jalen Greer. It's cut off in the gap by Walker, and a strong throw will hold Greer at first base with a single. Break coming off of his grad student season with Elon. This year, pitched in 18 games, starting four of them, and over 28 innings, had a 6.11 ERA. Here is Adam Becker, who watches a slider, got the hand started, but it gets the outside corner, rather, for a strike. Greer leading off of first base after his one-out single. Nothing in one pitch is fouled back, and quickly Sprake is ahead, nothing in two. Becker last night 0-for-3, did draw a walk. Williamsport wearing the red tops today with the gold numbering. Little black piping down the side of the jersey. Greer takes off. Pitch with side. Throw down from Yanez a little bit wide. Kicks away from Yamauchi, but not far enough for Greer to go anywhere else. It's a stolen base for Greer. It's a one-out runner in scoring position for Williamsport here in the top of the first inning. A strong throw to the right side of the bag. Just a little bit too far to the right. Now the first baseman, Smith, will play well off the bag at first base. Yamauchi trying to keep Greer close at second. The crosscutters have tried to be very aggressive on the bases here as the check swing is waiting on an appeal and no swing from Becker, and that'll even the count at two. The home plate umpire tonight, or this afternoon, is Andy Simmons. Bill Worthington at first base, Brian DiDomenico at third. 2-2, swing and a miss. Challenged him with a fastball. Becker could not catch up to it. Second strikeout for Sprake. And now two down in the first inning as Jose Gonzalez will come to the plate.
Center fielder number 14, Jose Gonzalez.
Gonzalez had to come into the game to pitch yesterday. Emergency situation, even though it was only a 3-0 game. Remember that they had Buddy Duane, who warmed up but hurt himself during warm-ups and had to leave the game before he threw an official pitch. Sprake steps off before the first pitch. That's from the left side. First pitch, he hits it on the ground to second base right at Yamauchi, who will softly lob it over to first base in time. It's a scoreless first inning for Sprake. No runs, one hit, and one left. We go to the bottom half. It's Williamsport nothing. Keys coming up on the Keys Baseball Network.
Multitaskers love logistics. That's why they love the UPS store for finishing and printing their documents, packing and shipping their packages, and convenient mailbox services. Visit your local UPS stores at 5257 Buckeystown Pike or by phone at 301-620-8825. Visit UPS at Clemson Corner or give the store a call at 240-397-7473.
We all love the explosive action on the field, but this summer you don't need to settle for in-game excitement. We'll be lighting up the night sky 25 times this season at Nimio Field. Join us for every Saturday home game for post-game fireworks super shows, as well as other select nights throughout the season for post-game fireworks shows. You won't want to miss these spectacles, especially July 3rd, where we launch our biggest show of the year, the Fireworks Extravaganza, in celebration of Independence Day. Tickets for firework nights go by fast, so be sure to call us at 301-815-9939 or visit bit.ly/FrederickBaseball.
Bottom of the first inning as John Mikolajczyk finishing his warm-up tosses for the crosscutters. Again, the Comfort Inn Frederick starting lineup for the Keys. Sanchez, Walker, Yamauchi, Smith, Thomason, Butler, Giannis, Campus, and Papantonis. The same nine in the same order as yesterday's 3-0 win. This year at Hofstra, John Mikolajczyk, a Oneonta, New York native, 6'3" right-hander, went 1-5 in 16 outings, among them six starts. 47 and a third innings, pitched to a 6.46 ERA, and struck out 43, walking 29. And he will start against Alex Sanchez, who was 1-for-4 yesterday, but the one hit, a solo shot, a line shot, 105.9 off the bat over the right field wall. And before that, the new backstop, Tim Catalano, will go and talk with his pitcher. Sanchez digs in to get us started in the bottom half and takes down low. Sanchez, 5'11", left-handed hitting outfielder from Jacksonville, Florida. 1-0 is away, 2 balls and no strikes. 1-for-8 in his first two games. Wind blowing steadily out towards left field as that one's down and in. So Mikolajczyk quickly behind 3-0. Delivery here is down and away, and he walked him on 4 pitches to start the bottom half of the first. So a good start for the Keys. As Zaid Walker will now dig in. This year for Florida International, 5 stolen bases as that one misses or gets the outside corner for a strike. Career high 14. That was in the Texas Collegiate Summer League in 2020. Takes off here. Pitch is swung on a miss. The throw down is into center field. So Sanchez steals second. He's on his way to third on the throw. He gets the stolen base and moves up to third base on the throwing error by Catalano. First run of the game, now just 90 feet away for the Frederick Keys. Back to the windup now. Nothing in 2 pitch is down low. It's almost skipped away from Catalano, but able to keep it in range. Ball in 2 strikes. Walker in the ballgame last night, a pair of stolen bases, was 1-for-3, also walked and scored a run. 1-2, taps this into his foot in the box. He's wearing the bright orange tops today with the F-Star logo. Black numbers and black piping down the side of the jersey. Zaid Walker wearing the high socks. 1-2 is on the ground towards the middle, fielded by Byers. This is going to run home. The throw can't be dug out on a short hop to Taylor. So up to second on the throw will be Zaid Walker. It will be ruled an E6, but it will be an RBI for Zaid Walker. Casey Yamauchi, who had a big day defensively yesterday, will dig in. Also did have a hit in the game in 4 trips. First pitch, Walker takes off. Pitch misses away. Off-balance throw by Catalano's late. So already two stolen bases for the Keys with the third batter of the game at the plate. Second run of the game just 90 feet away and back to the windup. In the air, down the right field line, Yamauchi. That ball is just foul. Narrowly outside of the right field line. Bill Worthington making the call. At least from here, that looked like plenty of chalk. But Yamauchi will have to do it again in a 1-1 count. That would have made it a 2-0 game and likely would have been extra bases for Yamauchi, who's had three hits and eight trips through his first two games. One delivery. This one's lined up the middle. That's a base hit, no doubt about that one. An RBI single for Yamauchi. He's have their first hit and their second run. Still with nobody gone here in the first inning. Now Taylor Smith will come to the plate. Now Yamauchi takes off, pitch misses down and into the throwdowns late. Three stolen bases for the Keys. Yamauchi makes his way up to second base and the third run of the game is now in scoring position with Smith at the plate, who was 0-for-3 last night. Reached on the error that scored a pair of runs. Also walked in the game. Hits this one in the air to left center field. That'll send back to the wall, and the catch will be made. Throw comes into third base. Yamauchi in with a slide on a strong throw from left field by Fenning. That's the first out of the game. But yet another run is just 90 feet away for the Frederick Keys. Logan Thomason will now be the batter. Still hitless this season. First pitch, he swings and misses at an up and away fastball. Thomason, much like his double play partner Yamauchi, who is at third base, had a great night defensively last night. Nothing in one pitch is in the air. Shallow left field. This will send Fenning in. He will run it down. Yamauchi fakes a tag, and a good throw into the plate will keep him at third base. A little bit up the line, but a good job by Catalano to keep it in front of him. So that's the second out, and here comes Cameron Butler with two down. Taylor Smith narrowly missed a long ball. Flew out just shy of the warning track, but that was able to move Yamauchi up to third. That fly ball not deep enough to score him. So now it's up to Butler. Already a 2-0 game, now two gone. Takes the first one down and away. Butler a 2-for-7 start, including a base hit and a walk last night. Swings and misses again. That'll even the count at one. On deck is Hernan Yanez. Still has the shin guards on just in case he does not get up this inning. Watches a strike here to make it 1-2. Upright stance from the right side for Butler. Very tall, slight bend in the knees. And watches one down low to even it up at two. Two balls, two strikes, and two outs. Here it comes. And that one drops in for a called strike three. A great breaking ball. Ends the inning. Two runs in the inning for the Keys. One hit, one error and one left. We will go to the second inning, and it is 2-0 here on the Keys Baseball Network.
Looking for a cold beer when you come out to Nimio Field this summer? 4.5 Innings Tap House is open for the 2023 season. This in-house craft bar is located on the third base concourse and features 12 taps ranging from Nimio Field staples like Flying Dog, Brewer's Alley, Monocacy Brewing Company, Idiom Brewing Company, and more. Book your seats today by calling 301-815-9939 or by visiting bit.ly/FrederickBaseball.
Looking for a great place to stay on your next trip to Frederick? Choose Plumbunden Hospitality Partners. Located on the Westview Promenade, stay at the luxurious Courtyard by Marriott, Fairfield Inn, Residence Inn, or Town Place Suites. All four hotels are within walking distance from one another, so choose the brand that best fits your travel needs. Additionally, all four hotels are located off of major highways and are close to three major airports, making Plumbunden Hospitality Partners the perfect fit for travelers. For reservations, call 301-695-5051. That's 301-695-5051.
Top of the second inning. And it is 2-0 Keys after Zaid Walker knocks in a run. Casey Yamauchi knocks him in with an RBI single. 5, 6, and 7, Wallace, Taylor, and Rojas in the second inning against Sprague. And his first one to Wallace misses down and away. Wallace was the DH last night. Went 1-for-3, a pair of strikeouts. Single and a walk, hits this one in the air to center field. That'll send Sanchez back. He's still going all the way back, and it hops over the center field wall. It's a ground rule double for Garrett Wallace to lead off the top of the second inning. That ball just kept carrying. The wind is blowing strongly out towards left center field. So a great swing by Wallace. As they will look to get a run back. They have one already in scoring position. 102.2 off the bat of Wallace that time. Here's E.J. Taylor. First pitch he takes at the letters first strike. Taylor, the first baseman here on this Sunday afternoon. Very humid day here in Frederick, as it has been for really the last couple of weeks. Nothing in one pitch is tipped foul. Taylor will be followed by Rojas Jr. Jesse Litch coaching at third base for the Crosscutters, and Andy Hurtado at first base. O2 misses away. That'll make it a ball and two strikes. On deck is Rojas, followed by Catalano. Two strikeouts in the first inning for Sprake. 1-2. Try to slide here, but it bends away. And Taylor got the hand started at the plate, but was able to hold back. Just missed off the plate that time. Twentieth pitch of the afternoon for Sprake on his way. 2-2 in the air. Foul territory on the right side. Smith over, and he will make the basket catch just in front of the camera well. So that's the first out of the second inning. A good bounce back after the leadoff double. And here is Freddie Rojas Jr. will try to keep the ball away from Casey Yamauchi, who robbed him of a couple hits a night ago. Runner out three times to Yamauchi, all of them Casey had to range to his left to make the play. This one he takes down. The only other time he didn't, that was a strikeout against Sally in the sixth. Keys, with a win today, can move to 500 overall for the season at 15-15. This one's popped over foul to make it 1-1. I may not hear many names called tonight with the first two rounds of the draft, but tomorrow and Tuesday could see a couple 2023 keys selected in the draft. This one's tapped first base side, and that ball is foul. Taylor Smith and Joe Sprague will get their PFPs anyway with a flip to Sprague, who was covering, but we'll do it again, 1-2. You mentioned the ESPN article yesterday, top 300 prospects that included Kendry Maduro, Bryce Arnold, and Ariel Antigua among the keys, and plenty of 2023 Draft League players sprinkled alongside that list. 1-2 again. This one is in the dirt, and a good block behind the plate by Yanez. Bit of a closed position on the mound. Runner takes off. Pitch misses. The throw down is on the money. They got him. Papantonis laying down the tag. Wallace is caught trying to steal third base. That is the second out. And now as the count is full to Rojas, the bases are empty. Leadoff double, the pop out, now the caught stealing. Now Sprague, a long look in for a sign before the payoff. He misses down and in. So he will not face the minimum here in the second, as Catalano will come to the plate.
Catcher number 16, Tim Catalano.
Tim Catalano, who played at Fisher College and from Brewster, New York, was a addition to the roster this morning. The first one is in for a strike. Remember that behind the plate last night, Tyler Lash was banged up. He will not be playing today. So they had to get at least one catcher in. They brought in two. Catalano, one of them, as he takes up and away. The other one is Matt Garcia from Northridge, California. Got him from the Staten Island Ferry Hawks in the Atlantic League. 1-1, chopper on the ground, third base side, over the head of Papantonis. That took a late hop. Throw will come into the cutoff man. It'll be a base hit for Catalano, so his first hit of the draft league season. That took a very funky hop. It looked like Papantonis had that played perfectly. He set himself back, preparing for the big hop, but I think it was a bigger hop than anyone could have anticipated. Now Will Fenning, the nine-hole hitter. First one he takes down low. Fenning was 2-for-3. In the ballgame on Friday, did not play yesterday. Tying run is now on first base here in the top of the second inning. Sprague's 1-0 is fouled off to the right. That one's lined left side, backhanded by Thomas, and he goes to third, and they got him. What a heads-up play by Tomlinson. The ball in the hole took him that way, and a rare 6-5 force out ends the inning. No runs on two hits, one left in the inning for the Crosscutters. We go to the bottom half, and it is 2-0 here on the Keys Baseball Network.
Calling all youth baseball and softball players. Next time you come to a game at Nimio Field, be sure to wear your uniform. Wearing your uniform will earn you a free ticket to any Sunday through Thursday home game all season long with kids courtesy admission sponsored by Weinberg Center for the Arts. Tickets must be purchased at the box office on the day of the game. Additionally, each child must be accompanied by an adult. For more information about tickets and promotions, give us a call at 301-815-9939.
Hey, baseball fans, contact Hamilton's Unlimited LLC for all of your carpet cleaning needs. Hamilton's will provide your business or home with routine carpet and tile cleaning, carpet repairs, and upholstery cleaning. In a pinch and need some help? Hamilton's provides Frederick County with floodwater restoration services, air duct cleaning, as well as pet odor and stain removal. Now offering exterior and interior painting services as well. Text or call 240-674-0021 for 24/7 service to your home. Don't miss out on Hamilton's amazing stain removal. Hamilton's Unlimited is the official carpet cleaning company for the Frederick Keys and Frederick's Atlantic League team. We trust them with all of our carpet and floor care needs, so can you. Visit HamiltonsUnlimited.com or call 240-674-0021 today for a free estimate.
This is Osvaldo Abreu, and you're listening to the Frederick Baseball Network.
Seven, eight, nine in the bottom of the second inning for the Keys. Yanez, Campos, Papantonis. Yanez had a three-hit night on Saturday night. First one he takes on the inside corner for a strike. Back behind the plate tonight after DHing yesterday. It's been flip-flopping in that spot so far with Johnny Campos as he fouls this one back. Draft set to get underway at 7 o'clock tonight. 0-2, and went after a changeup down and away, was able to get a piece of it to stay alive. Yanez coming off time at the University of Incarnate Word. 0-2 on the ground, first base side and foul. That's from out of San Antonio. Originally hails from Mexicali, Mexico. Another nothing and two. They set up high. And it misses up and away. This one runs inside and almost got a piece of Yanez, but able to turn himself away. Two ball, two strike count. This one's fouled back again. Just over our heads here in the press box, right near the seats of the Mattress Warehouse Club, where is, of course, Hot Diggity Dog Sunday. 2-2, swing and a miss. Pitch missed low, and able to chase him down and apply the tag is Catalano behind the plate. So Yanez is retired. That's back-to-back strikeouts for Mikolajczyk, dating back to the bottom of the first inning. So here is Johnny Campos. He's still looking for his first hit. He's 0 for 4, including grounding into a double play last night. First one he takes for a strike. Up and away here. And he is the DH today after catching yesterday. Open stance from the right side, 1-1 pitch, and he chases after a down and away slider. Falls behind a ball and two strikes with Papantonis on deck. 1-2 pitch, a breaking ball tapped foul near the crosscutter dugout as someone made a nice bare hand up against that railing. One, two, in the air to right field. That'll send back Rojas, but he will settle under it and make the catch for the second out. A well-hit ball that time, but it hung up. 94 miles an hour off the bat. So Papantonis will come up with the bases empty and two gone in the second. Swings the first pitch, hits it on the ground to short. Fielded by Byers, and a throw to first is in time to get Papantonis. It's a 1-2-3 second inning. And we are two innings down tonight, and it's 2-0 Keys. We go to the third on the Keys Baseball Network.
In life, perspective is everything. Quite simply, you are how you see the world around you. At Nimio Federal Credit Union, here's how we see it. A financial institution should be about more than just the money. It's about people helping people. First steps, new beginnings, big dreams, less stress, more fun. It's that kind of personal banking that leads to real possibilities. We're Nimio, and we look at money differently, embracing our role as your partner through all of life's most important moments. Join us at Nimio.org and see things our way. Nimio, a new way to look at money. Federally insured by NCUA.
As a leader in women's imaging, Community Radiology offers a range of women's imaging exams, including 3D mammography, ultrasound, DEXA, and more. Combining leading-edge technology with a team of expert women's imaging specialists, Community Radiology provides superior service, precise reports, and fast results. Visit Community Radiology for all of your women's imaging needs. Schedule an appointment, call 888-601-0943. That's 888-601-0943.
We go to the top of the third inning this afternoon. In the third inning, as always, of Frederick Keys Baseball is brought to you by Plamundon Hospitality Partners. Top third of the crosscutters order, Byers, Greer, and Becker against Sprake in the third. And the first one is in for a strike to Byers, who went down on strikes. Swing to lead off the game. Nothing in one from Sprake is fouled back, and it's quickly 0-2. In the meantime, continuing to scour the internet for any potential draft boards that may include your favorite Frederick Keys from this year. That one misses down and away. Ball and two strikes to Byers, who is a 250 hitter here in his third game of the year. Hits this one in the air to shallow right field, but hangs up enough for Walker to come in and grab it from right, and that's the first out of the third inning.
Second baseman, number 7, Jalen Greer.
Jalen Greer will be the batter. He singled, stole a base, but was left stranded in the first inning. Takes down and in. After he stole second base, it was a strikeout and a ground out. I was able to get Sprake out of the inning. Lines this one past the dive of Tomlinson and into left field. So a scorched ball that time by Greer, his second hit. Crosscutters have four of them. That one comes on a line shot. 103.3 off the bat of Jalen Greer. Here's Adam Becker. With a man on and one away. Remember, Greer stole a bag back in the first, so don't be surprised if he tries to take off. Sprake knows that, so he throws over, but rear back in with a head-first dive. Becker, a strikeout victim's first time up. Greer is running. This one's in the air down the right field line. Over is Walker, but it's out of play foul. They had a decent idea with the hit and run there, but nothing happening on that one. See if he's going again. But first, another throw over. And another head-first dive back. Other games going on this afternoon aren't going to start until much later. 4:05, State College and Mahoning Valley get underway. And at 5, Trenton hosts West Virginia. This one's fouled back, so nothing in 2. It's Adam Becker, the designated hitter. 23-year-old out of Midland, Texas. Played his college ball at West Texas A&M. O2 and another throw over. He was really making Sprague think over there. O2, Greer still running. Pitch a swung and a miss. Throw down is in time. Strike him out, throw him out, double play. Becker down swinging. Greer cut down on the throw. And that is how the third inning ends today. No runs, one hit, nobody left. As we go to the bottom of the third, 2-0 here in the Keys Radio Network.
The paced and hectic nature of life makes it hard to find time to thoroughly clean your home. Whether it's dusting, sweeping, vacuuming, laundry, or any of the 100 items on your list, Maid Brigade's green cleaning professionals are ready to help. We understand the importance and benefits of a clean home, and that's why we make it our mission to provide a healthier environment for you to enjoy with your loved ones. Beneath the clean, you'll find sparkling customer service with Maid Brigade, your home cleaner. For more information or to schedule your session, call 301-698-9204. That's 301-698-9204. Looking for an unforgettable birthday experience? The Frederick Keys and Frederick's new Atlantic League Club offer a clean, safe, and exciting environment to celebrate your child's birthday. The exciting combination of baseball and birthdays will make your experience at Nimio Field one to remember this season. All birthday parties include 10 field seats, 10 hot dogs, 10 cupcakes, as well as chips and drinks. Each party guest will also receive 5 Fun Zone tickets. For more information, give us a call at 301-815-9900 and book your birthday today.
Go to the bottom of the third inning after a strike him out, throw him out, double play. A great throw by Hernan Yanez behind the plate cuts down the crosscutter's attempt at a rally. In the top half, the Keys will send the top third of their order to the plate in third inning. Sanchez, Walker, and Yamauchi, all three of whom reached their first times up. They started with a 4-pitch walk to Sanchez. Takes a strike on the first one. Nothing in one. Sanchez walked, stole a base, and came around to score on the error that came off the bat of Zade Walker. That one misses down and in, a ball and a strike. Baseball America has 3 keys in their top 500. In for a strike. Ryan Harahill at 482. Kendrick Maduro at number 385. And Ariel Antigua at number 270. Oh, you got to love the draft and these scattering reports on guys, all the fluctuation. 1-2, misses away. But all that really matters opinion-wise is what these big league organizations think. And even the scout presence that was here at nearly every game, there's got to be some guys that'll hear their names called. So that one misses down. 3 balls and 2 strikes. The only thing that'll matter for some of these guys is Antigua and Harahill coming out of high school. Maduro, a JUCO guy. 3-2. Swing and a miss. Sanchez down on strikes. Third strikeout on the mound for Mikolajczyk. And that will bring Zaid Walker to the plate. So the other thing, the flip side of that, is all three of those guys on Baseball America's list, they have a ton of leverage. Harahill committed to Nebraska. Antigua committed to Tennessee. Long story short, who knows what'll happen. 0-1. It's off the plate away to Zaid Walker. Walker from Chicago. Plays his college ball at Georgetown. Played 1-1. Tapped into his foot in the box, and he's behind 1-2. Some of these scouting reports. Let's give it to Baseball America. They do a great job getting in-depth reports on a lot of these guys. 1-2, and that gets the inside corner for a called strike 3. It's back-to-back strikeouts. Walker down looking. That's 4 on the afternoon. And into the box comes Casey Yamauchi. Yamauchi, an RBI single and a stolen base his first time up, and he's well out in front. Goes fishing on a breaking ball, nothing in one. He is 4-for-9 to start his season. Oh, 1 on the ground to short, and is bobbled by Byers, and Yamauchi will reach on an E6. Another error for the cross cutters. And Yamauchi could steal his way in scoring position. He did so already back in the first. Taylor Smith flew out to right in front of the warning track his first time up as a low throw over to first base with Yamauchi back. Has a good lead over there at first. He is running. Pitch misses down, and the throw down is a little bit high and late. Yamauchi steals his second bag of the afternoon. And he is in scoring position with 2 away, and that's the 4th stolen base as a team for the Keys here in the 3rd inning. It'll be an exciting brand of baseball for the rest of this summer if that's the style that Keys will like to play. 1-0 down and away, and Yamauchi will try a back pick, the throw back, and he is going to be safe. It was an outside pitch, and Yamauchi, as the pitch was a little bit down near the dirt, was leaning out towards third base a little bit, so a heads-up effort by Catalano behind the plate, but Yamauchi able to get back. Now the 2-0 is away to Smith, and it's 3 balls and no strikes. And now with a runner on second, that'll get Catalano and Mikolajczyk out there to talk about signs as they're calling out the home plate umpire. Hopefully this time they don't charge him for a visit like they tried to do yesterday. They do wave it off. It's 3 balls and no strikes on Smith. Yesterday was 0 for 3, but did draw a walk. He's 0 for 1 here today. pitch, taking all the way, and he takes down low for ball 4. Second walk in as many nights. That will bring up Thomason with 2 on and 2 away. A little bit of stretching in the Keys bullpen, but no intimate throwing at all. 41 pitches for Sprague through his first 3. First one to Thomason is in for a strike. Meanwhile, that was number 53 from Mikolajczyk. A lot of the rosters still filtering in. Both teams after the weekend still probably a little short on pitching. Nothing in one. This one's grounded. Diving stop by Byers to his feet. Throw to first is wide. And the bases will be loaded. Is a base hit for Thomason, just the second hit for the Keys, and that'll get the pitching coach, Anthony Markle, out of the dugout. The Baseball America scouting report on their number 482 prospect, Ryan Harrahill, a premium pitching frame with 6'4", 215, full overhead windup that features drop and dive action as he moves towards the plate. Three-quarter slide, clean arm stroke. Consistencies in his timing and release point, however. When he's synced up, he does a good job of throwing the low 90s fastball. It's been up to 94 with good downhill angle. Feel for spin, but a slurve is an in-between breaking ball that needs a little more consistency, and he'll mix in a solid changeup to keep lefties off balance. And we've seen that with Harrahill. We've seen him flash really good stuff, but did struggle with the command at times, especially on his breaking stuff. As you saw, though, prototypical frame, a kind of guy that a lot of organizations would love to get their hands on. And now with the bases loaded and Butler at the plate. First pitch is down in the dirt. Here comes Yamauchi to the plate. It's skipping up the first base line. Now they'll throw to second. That ball will skip into shallow center field, but there to back it up is Greer. On the wild pitch, Yamauchi scores, and the other runners move up. That ball kicked away from Catalano behind the plate and just kept rolling up the first base line. So Yamauchi scores on the wild pitch. Now the 1-0, swing and a miss. Sky seems to darken a little bit. 3-0, Keys. 1-1 is at the knees for a strike, and still working from the windup, Mikolajczyk gets ahead 1-2. On the ground, third base side, cut off by Wallace at third. His throw is dug out on the back end by E.J. Taylor. A nice play to end the inning, but the Keys get another run on the wild pitch. One run, one hit, one error. and two left. We will go to the top of the fourth inning. Andrew Klein out talking to the umpires and Jesse Litch. So we'll give you an update on that when we come back on the Keys Baseball Network.
If you're coming to town for a game at Nimio Field or to check out some of the nearby Civil War history, there is only one place to stay. The Comfort Inn Frederick off of Buckystown Pike, conveniently located across from the Westview Promenade and just minutes away from Nimio Field at Perry Grove Stadium. Comfort Inn Frederick is located in close proximity of I-70, I-270, and Route 355. The Comfort Inn Frederick is also centrally located to all of the Civil War battlefields such as Gettysburg, Antietam, and the Civil War Museum. Not only will you be greeted by friendly staff, but your stay will include complimentary hot breakfast and free Wi-Fi, as well as access to the fitness facilities and meeting rooms. For reservations at the Comfort Inn Frederick, give them a call at 301-668-7272. That's 301-668-7272.
Build-A-Plan packages are now on sale for the 2023 season. Build-A-Plan allows you to choose the number of games you want and pick the games that fit your schedule and your wallet. This year, you can even combine your plan between the Frederick Keys and Frederick's new Atlantic League Club. Choose a minimum of 5 games to get your plan started. Secure your plan today and enjoy the best seating on game days at Nimio Field. Call today to secure your plan for the 2023 season at 301-815-9900.
Well, that might have been one of the quickest everyone up to the clubhouses that I have ever seen in my few years of doing this, is the grounds crew already getting the tarp around home plate and on the bullpen mounds and the pitcher's mound. Both teams already making their way back to the clubhouses. The skies have gotten very, very dark over here at Nimio Field. So we will take a break and give you an update on the situation regarding the game. When we come back, if we do, we will, number one, talk about a few more of those scouting reports, two more to read here on Baseball America, and then give you some scores around Major League Baseball on the final day before the All-Star break, with the draft beginning tonight, Home Run Derby tomorrow, game on Tuesday. So that'll all come up next here on the Keys Radio Network. As of now, we are in a delay. We'll let you know if we have any further information.
Hey kids, come out to Nimio Field for the best experience of your summer. The Frederick Keys and the Frederick Atlantic League team offer exclusive activities tailored to meet the interests of kids every Sunday fun day, presented by Goodwill. Spend time in our fun zone riding the carousel or playing in our bounce houses. Kids even have a chance to run the bases just like the players after every home game. Come out to experience Sunday fun day with us and enjoy a catch on the field before the game. Don't miss out on a summer full of the hottest activities. Call our box office today at 301-815-9939. And see you at the ballpark all season long for Sunday Fun Day, presented by Goodwill.
Looking for a cold beer when you come out to Nimio Field this summer? 4.5 Innings Tap House is open for the 2023 season. This in-house craft bar is located on the third base concourse and features 12 taps ranging from Nimio Field staples like Flying Dog, Brewer's Alley, Monocacy Brewing Company, Idiom Brewing Company, and more. Book your seats today by calling 301-815-9939 or by visiting bit.ly/Frederick Baseball.
Make a game at Nimio Field the site of your next group outing. The Keys and Frederick's new Atlantic League Club have a variety of great options to choose from. Take in a game from the Flying Dog Hop deck in left field or the courtyard area on the first baseline. Having a big party and want a great view of the game, the Mattress Warehouse Club provides a home plate terrace level view, and you can't go wrong with the triple suites located on both the first base and third base lines. Single suites are also available. Book your group outing today by calling 301-815-9900.
Mark Higgins drives this one high in the air and deep to right field. This ball is way back, and this ball is gone.
Hey, Frederick baseball fans. Get up-to-date highlights, news, and more from the Frederick Atlantic League Club all season long by following us on social media. You'll find team updates, upcoming promotional events, and behind-the-scenes content you won't find anywhere else. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Frederick ALPB for live game updates every night. Make sure to give us a like on Facebook as well at Frederick ALPB for more exclusive content throughout the season, like highlights, recaps, player interviews, and more. Don't miss a moment of the action this season. Follow us on social today.
We all love the explosive action on the field, but this summer you don't need to settle for in-game excitement. We'll be lighting up the night sky 25 times this season at Nimio Field. Join us for every Saturday home game for post-game fireworks super shows, as well as other select nights throughout the season for post-game fireworks shows. You won't want to miss these spectacles, especially July 3rd, where we launch our biggest show of the year, the Fireworks Extravaganza, in celebration of Independence Day. Tickets for fireworks nights go by fast, so be sure to call us at 301-815-9939 or visit bit.ly/FrederickBaseball.
Calling all youth baseball and softball players. Next time you come to a game at Nimio Field, be sure to wear your uniform. Wearing your uniform will earn you a free ticket to any Sunday through Thursday home game all season long, with kids courtesy admission sponsored by Weinberg Center for the Arts. Tickets must be purchased at the box office on the day of the game. Additionally, each child must be accompanied by an adult. For more information about tickets and promotions, give us a call at 301-815-9939.
They used to have seats back there. Here's the 1-1, grounded back up the middle. Diving is scoping gloves, flips to Machado, and throw to first. It's two! An incredible double play! Can you believe it? Scope diving on the ground, losing his glasses in back of second, flipping to Machado, who spun around with a rocket throw, and they turn a phenomenal double play.
This is Osvaldo Abreu, and you're listening to the Frederick Baseball Network.
Well, things escalated very quickly today, as in between innings, as guys were going to the clubhouse, there was dirt blowing from the warning tracks with intense winds, very dark and gloomy skies, and some rain starting to fall, lightning in the area. Just Murphy's Law today. What could go wrong did go wrong. And again, the Keys will call this one, as we will sign you off today. But again, keep in mind the MLB draft, with plenty of 2023 Keys that could potentially be selected. No stats from this game will count, despite the Keys' early 3-0 lead. And now the Keys and Ghost Town staff will get a well-deserved break after what I believe was 16 games in 17 days. We will now turn our attention to a little bit of a break, and the next time you'll hear from us here on the Keys Baseball Network is Tuesday the 18th. When the Keys will return home. But again, the MLB draft starting tonight, Major League Baseball hitting the All-Star break, and it should be a well-deserved time. We hope you enjoy that time off and hope to talk to you next Tuesday. But for now, Jake Ness signing off, as the Keys game has been called due to weather. We'll talk to you next time on the Keys Baseball Network.